This is Earth Notes. Every few years, the equatorial Pacific Ocean warms, producing the phenomenon known as El Niño and causing a whole raft of environmental impacts around much of the world. The pattern was named by South American fishermen in the 1600s who noticed a change in fishing conditions around the Christmas season. The main effect across the southwestern U.S. is typically increased rain and snow. But meteorologists want to know how much. To predict just how much of a change can be expected, they've been analyzing historical data. Half a century of Pacific sea surface temperature records show that this year's warming trend is the third largest since records began. With such a strong El Niño, there's a 50 to 60% chance that this winter will be wetter than average across northern Arizona. For high elevation areas, that probably means more snowstorms than usual. For Flagstaff, a projected 8 extra days with 2 or more inches of snow. The size of storms is likely to be bigger, too. Strong El Niño years typically see 5 days with at least 8 inches of snowfall over the winter, instead of just 2 or 3. But there's a catch. Each El Niño has its own flavor, and there's around a 15% chance that it will impact another part of the country instead of the Southwest, leaving northern Arizona high and dry. By mid-January, we'll have a much better idea whether this year's El Niño will be a snowy Yuletide stocking filler or not. Earth Notes is produced by KNAU and the Sustainable Communities Program at Northern Arizona University. I'm Tristan Klum.